Colts fans, a time we have been waiting 3 months to be exact for. Welcome back, Coach, to the Indianapolis Colts.
Thank you. It's so good to be back. And just another quick shout out to everybody, you know, our fans, this city, this state, everybody in this organization. I just can't thank them enough. Mr. Irsay, and I can go on and on and on, and I don't want to forget anybody, but from me and my family, I just can't thank you for all the prayers, all the love, all the support.
Coach, we've seen Chuck Strong take off all across the state, the country for that matter. You're definitely using this as a podium to help out other cancer victims all across the nation. And that's, as we talked about off camera, you're a coach of quite a large team now.
Yeah, and you know what? It's a heck of a responsibility. But you know what? We've talked from day one when we set this whole thing up about serving, you know, one another. We talk to the organization, we talk about the team, about putting self behind and serving one another. And so, you know, my job now not only is to come back here and get back into the football stuff and things like that, but to go out and serve as many people and help as many people as I can.
September 26th, you made the decision to live in faith rather than fear, and 3 months later you're back as a coach of this club. Let's talk about how much football played a part of your recovery.
Well, I mean, you just watch this team play week in and week out, and they have no quit in them. You know, and I look at the job that Bruce Arians did and the rest of the staff and to every player that new and old, and everybody that walked through that door, it was next man up, and they just found ways to get things done. And I just know by what they did on the football field, they were also an inspiration to me, my family, and to everybody else in this community, and the fans in the city, and they just brought hope to everybody.
Coach, before I let you get back to start game planning for the Houston Texans, message to the fans all across the state and the country. Anything you have to say to them?
Yeah, I love you. Yeah, I love you. And bring it Sunday. And I can't thank you enough. Again, all the prayers, all the notes, all the cards, all the well wishes, everything. I wouldn't be standing here today without the great fans of the Indianapolis Colts and the great men and women, hardworking men and women of this great state and city. Thank you so much.